Lately, I have been reading a wonderful biography of Leonardo da Vinci, and there is a section in there on what is called the Vitruvian Man, which is that drawing of the man that you see so often in his notebooks where the man is like this. And I never knew, until I read this book, that this was an effort started by someone ahead of da Vinci that he copied. It was an effort to harmonize the proportions of a human being to the proportions of a church. This iconic drawing later came to symbolize the harmonious relationship between humankind and the universe. Now, Christian theology and spirituality attempt to do the same thing, to harmonize the proportions of the church with one man, Jesus. And this is, Jesus is the one referred to in our gospel reading today. It's called the prologue to John's gospel, and it starts this way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. It goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and lived among us. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Jesus is the Word incarnate. In the Greek, the word is logos. And in Jesus, the logos, we find all that we need and all that we are meant to be. If you read this prologue, you hear that the creation comes to life through Jesus, the Logos. And so do we. The New Testament in Philippians tells us that we should let the same mind be in you that is in Christ Jesus. Now, what does that mean? If we are to imitate Jesus, to have the same mind as the Logos, the power that creates the world, what does that mean? Well, that means that we take the words that we see on the page in Scripture and we let them come to life in us in such a deep and kind and loving way that we imitate Jesus. There are places, especially in Matthew 5, Jesus says a series of things where he starts, "You have heard it said," and he's speaking of the law of Moses, "You have heard it said," and he will give one premise, and then he will say, "But I say to you," and he ups the ante. For example, he says, "You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." This is the change that must happen in us when we try to imitate the Logos. When we try to embrace not words on the page, but the Word incarnate, Jesus. We are not called to blindly follow printed words on a page. We are called to follow Jesus Christ, the Word incarnate. Barbara Brown Taylor has written in a sermon that if she had to choose between words on the page and the Word incarnate, she would take the Word incarnate every time. That takes away any conflict that we see in Scripture where it says one thing and then Jesus says something else. We are to do what Jesus teaches us to do, what Jesus lives out. It is far beyond what the old law said. You have heard it said, but I say to you. Words on the page, the Word incarnate. The church on earth, designed by God, is made to live out the generosity of spirit found in Jesus Christ. And so God, long before Da Vinci, sought to make a church whose proportions are harmonized with those of a man, Jesus Christ the Logos. We are called to be more, far, far more than religious. We are called to imitate the Christ. Amen.